"Why did they want to hurt you, Linda?"
he asked that night. He was crying because the red marks of the whip on his back still hurt so terribly, but he was also crying because people were so beastly and unfair, and because he was only a little boy and couldn't do anything against them. Linda was crying too. She was grown up, but she wasn't big enough to fight against three of them. It wasn't fair for her either.
"Why did they want to hurt you, Linda?"
"I don't know. How should I know?"
It was difficult to hear what she said because she was lying on her stomach and her face was in the pillow.
"They say those men are their men,"
she went on, and she did not seem to be talking to him at all. She seemed to be talking with someone inside herself, a long talk which he didn't understand, and in the end she started crying louder than ever.
"Oh, don't cry, Linda, don't cry."
He pressed himself against her. He put his arm round her neck. Linda cried out.
"Oh, be careful! My shoulder, oh!"
And she pushed him away, hard. His head banged against the wall.
"Little idiot!" she shouted.
And then, suddenly, she began to slap him. Slap, slap.
"Linda!" he cried out. "Oh, mother, don't! I'm not your mother. I won't be your mother. But Linda, oh!"
She slapped him on the cheek.
"Turned into a savage!" she shouted. "Having young ones like an animal. If it hadn't been for you, I might have gone to the inspector. I might have got away, but not with a baby. That would have been too shameful."
He saw that she was going to hit him again and lifted his arm to guard his face.
"Oh, don't, Linda, please don't, little beast!"
She pulled down his arm. His face was uncovered.
"Don't, Linda!"
He shut his eyes, expecting the blow, but she didn't hit him. After a little time, he opened his eyes again and saw that she was looking at him. He tried to smile at her. Suddenly, she put her arms round him and kissed him again and again. Sometimes, for several days, Linda didn't get up at all. She lay in bed and was sad, or else she drank the stuff that Pope brought and laughed a great deal and went to sleep. Sometimes she was sick. Often she forgot to wash him, and there was nothing to eat except cold tortillas. He remembered the first time she found those little animals in his hair, how she screamed and screamed. The happiest times were when she told him about the other place.
"And you really can go flying whenever you like?"
"Whenever you like,"